Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes a brace of nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello, darlings. Okay. So first of all, today's topic is kind of a listener request, and I'm here for it. I've done a topic like this before, but I think not enough, because I think this word is thrown around so much. Okay. So much. We are going to talk about narcissism. And I feel like we all know someone who is a narcissist. And some of us are the narcissist. Okay. But I really just want to shed light on this conversation because I just think it's abused. It's kind of like empath, right? Everyone like thinks it's super special to be an empath, but it's part of the human fucking experience. We're all empaths. Some of us tend to ignore it, shut it down, drown it out. Other people are like, yeah, I definitely feel this. Okay. But we all have that little bit of tendency. Who the fuck could sit here and record a podcast several days a week if there wasn't a little narcissistic tendency in them? Okay. I absolutely own that. Could I be full out manipulative narcissist ass? Yes, it's in me. I see that. I absolutely see that. Okay. But I think this is true for everybody. And like, we've allowed people in our lives to kind of just fly their freak flag, right? To let them just kind of become that narcissist. And the story in our head creates that and makes the monster inside of them even bigger. So we're going to talk about that. Okay. And yes, I am doing YouTube videos now, you guys. So if you have not checked out my YouTube channel, you probably should. It's Brandon Lynette. If you don't have my book, I think my YouTube cover is the cover of my book. Like, I'm in that dress. But yes, I'm just going to say everybody that's watching me today is like, who the fuck is this girl? Literally no makeup. And we threw a hat on just to kind of save you some of the shock. But I mean, I'm not mad at it. Literally, like, I work on the skin. This is just my skin. I'm super, it's all the water, baby, and really good supplements. But it's okay. We're good with this today. It was a no makeup day. And you know, I record like the day before. So today's my Monday. And I had a lot of shit going on. Like, I had a really great conversation. I met someone, one of my friends that I've known for, I don't know, like 13, I say friends a lot, and it's an acquaintance. Okay. An acquaintance that I've known for a very long time. I met him at his place. He has a building that he's turning into a bar/restaurant. So I showed up there today, and he wanted, you know, just my opinion on some things. Like, he's ready to go, but there's $100,000 hood system kind of stopping him from opening. So, you know, I take a look at this place. I've seen it before. Another, definitely a friend of mine, definitely a family friend of mine, had shown me the building. He used to have hot dogs outside of the place. He sold Sweeney's Weenies, and RIP Kevin Sweeney. We love and miss you. So I kind of had an idea of what the place started, you know, the shape it was taking and what was happening with it. But I got to tour it today, and I just want to say, like, you know, I'm always like, what's next, right? What's next for me? What am I going to do? Where are the opportunities? You know, God, just point me in that direction. I bartend 2 nights a week right now. It's probably going to cut down to 1 after the new year, and that's okay. But, I love doing it. I love bartending. I love the people experience. But I'm talking to my friend today, and we're touring this place, and I kind of had a sneaking suspicion that it was more than just like, he wanted my opinion of like, what do I need to launch? Can I open like this? And he absolutely can. You guys, this place is going to be the shit. I was just like taken aback. I'm like, I already love this place. I love it. I feel a connection to the building. And, you know, maybe it's because I've spent time there with my family on the outside with another friend. Maybe it's because, you know, I know this person, I know the character. Like, there's so much character and just like ambiance in this building. And what he's doing is fucking magic. I'm just like, this is, it just took my breath away. I was like very honored to get to be a part of getting to see that. And at the end of the conversation, he's like, you know, this is a job offer. And I'm just like, you know, absolutely honored. Okay. Absolutely honored. I had the sneaking suspicion. I just didn't know how open the offer would be. And it's an incredible offer. And I'm just like, you know, it's a lot to chew on right now because my husband is, you know, his hours are different. I mean, my husband and I literally talked about like owning our own shit. And I'm like, there's no way you could pay me enough to like do this because the restaurant business takes 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Like, there's no rest. Okay. I've seen it. I've worked in the industry since I was fucking 12 years old. Okay. I know what it looks like. And I'm just like, you couldn't pay me enough to do that. But I have this opportunity to like create something, to be a part of the creation and the birth of something huge where I'm not paying the mortgage, right? Actually, there is no mortgage. That's the gift, but I'm not paying the electric bill, right? So it's crazy. It's so much to think about. And, you know, I told him, I'm like, man, I'm in mom mode, you know? I homeschool my kids already. It devastates my family for me to leave one or two nights a week. I couldn't imagine working outside of the home, but like when I was there, my whole body was like, fuck yes. So I feel some sense of like, I'm gonna be a part of this and I can't fucking wait. I cannot wait. And like, I wanna be protective of it, right? Like, here's the thing, you can have an incredible building, you can have, you know, great food, you can have great ambiance, but if your bartender is an asshole, you're fucked. Right. And I love people. Like, people know that you come in and you're getting the full Brandon Lynette experience, right? Like, you are just getting loved on. And that's part of what I love about my job is that, you know, it's personal. And I know these people and I know their families and I know their kids and I know their grandkids. I know their wedding anniversary. Like, I know these things and I remember these things. And when I see you, I'm like, oh my God, how's the new puppy doing? Is he still an asshole? Yes, because dogs are assholes. Mine just literally ate a fucking plate of baked potatoes off my stove today. So. That's the point is it's very personal. It's a personal experience with me and people love that. I mean, we go to the same place to eat anytime we go out because number one, she is very personal with us and she knows us and we don't have to fucking think. Literally shit just shows up at the table, right? That's what we want when we go out and that's what my regulars get. If I know you drink a Bud, you're getting a Bud on the counter the minute I see you walking in, right? It's just that fun experience, but I'm super honored and I have a lot to pray about. So we're gonna be thinking about that and who knows what's next for Brandon Lynette. But I'm excited and I mean, I'm gonna blast this place like crazy the minute that he gives me the go ahead because I feel like even if I really actually don't work there, I feel like people need to show up there because it's incredible. It's incredible. But let's get back to the point, okay? Talk about narcissism when I'm just blasting my business here. Yeah. Here's the twist. Okay. When we talk about just narcissism in general, it's not just about the grandiose, self-absorbed person that we tend to think of. These tendencies are a part of everyone and they're part of the human experience. Everyone has them. I know there was recently an election that took place, and a lot of people are not happy about my president, but I'm so fucking obsessed. And part of what people don't like about him is that he's a narcissist. And I think if you look at his success in business, like his success in business alone is fucking top notch. Like, I would trust the dude with my money. Has he failed? Fuck yeah, but that's the point. You take a risk, you take a chance, you're going to fail and you're going to start over. Do you know how many fucking times I've started over? And I promise, because it's not on the scale he plays at, nobody's going to talk about that. Nobody's going to talk about that. When you play big, people see the big, right? So there's a lot of incredible things, but I think that his narcissism has actually done well for him. And I think anybody who is in a space of like being, you know, a podcast host, an author, a speaker, there's a level of narcissism. Okay. And it's not just about the arrogance or the need for attention. There is also like you know, we can talk about that inflated sense of self-importance, excessive need for admiration, right? The lack of empathy. A lot of people that I follow, and this is something that I've, you know, I'm very proud to talk about this because I've come to the point where it doesn't matter how many people show up. I don't need the pat on the back. I've had to learn to pat myself on the back a long time ago. And if you look at someone like our, you know, next president, is he definitely doesn't need you to pat him on the back, but he loves the accolades, right? He does. But guess what? Even if he didn't have them, even when he felt like the whole world was hating him, he still fucking owned his shit. So there's a level of, you know, growth here too. But for a lot of people, I mean, it shows up in a lot of forms. Sometimes it's subtle and sometimes it's, you know, Donald Trump obvious, right? But the key point is that we all have the range of these traits, and it doesn't matter if you're male or female. Okay. And this is a listener kind of request. One of my husband's friends reached out on TikTok today. Hello, Marco. Thanks for reaching out. And I will send Ben your love when I see him again. But, you know, he kind of wanted to talk about the fact that men have a bad rap for this and women don't necessarily get the same rap. And I can see how he's kind of right. But the truth is that I think women are far more manipulative, which means we use that narcissism and we play the games, and we're manipulative in that we make everything about us being the victim. I'm guilty of that. I've done it. I've played the game, right? But people don't talk about it because these girls are good, right? Because we're good. My manipulation skills were on point, okay? So I know I was good at what I was doing. But nobody was winning, right? So at some point, we have to take massive responsibility. Let's kind of talk about what are the signs of narcissistic tendencies, right? I feel like you guys fucking know this, but we ignore the signs sometimes. And you could call out someone who is a complete narcissist way in the beginning of a relationship. And I feel like what you're choosing, what you're not changing, you're choosing, right? It's kind of that level of acceptance of like, you're choosing this. You're not obligated to be in any kind of situation with any person that doesn't light your soul on fire. Anybody that makes you uncomfortable, anybody that, you know, dims your light. And I just want to say, like, you know, just because I don't try to get political on the podcast. I really don't. But if you look at who the president-elect is and the people that he's bringing to light, he is not taking the spotlight for himself. Okay. Literally has formed the motherfucking Avengers. Okay. RFK, are you kidding me? Like, I'm pumped for this dude. In fact, when he was on the ballot, I was like, we have to vote for him. Like, he gives a fuck about the health. He's calling out some bullshit. Do I agree with everything? No, but we're never going to have a president that we agree with everything on, right? So if we look at his narcissistic tendencies, he is not taking the light off of anyone. He is literally shining light on an entire team. So this is like a healthy form of narcissism. It is a healthy form, absolutely healthy form. Okay. He is emotionally mature. He is grounded. He is where he needs to be and who he needs to be for this space. Okay. And the traits that we're going to talk about, these tendencies, it doesn't make you a full blown narcissist, but it's traits that honestly, at the end of the day, you guys, and I coach on this all the time. It's not about the people around us. It's about us. It's about our journey. Right. So if we're recognizing something in someone else and it bothers us, it's probably because there's a part of us that needs healing there. Right. So I want you guys to not just think about the narcissist in your life, but I want you to fucking own your narcissistic shit. Okay. Do you have an excessive need for validation? Like, do you find yourself constantly seeking that reassurance or admiration? And it can be subtle, like needing likes on a post or needing your efforts to be acknowledged. I think about moms a lot. Moms want a fucking pat on the back. There is no gold star for being a good mom. There's just not. The proof is when your kids grow up and they have families of their own, what kind of person are they? What is your relationship like with them? There's things like that that you can start to recognize, but you don't need the accolades. You don't need a pat on the back. You don't need approval. I would not be doing this podcast if I left it on the fact I need the accolades, right? Because nobody cheered for me publicly. There was not a lot of people that were like, fuck yeah, you're doing this, you know, even now. And I understand that there's not a lot of public acknowledgement here because there's a lot of people that talk shit about me. And you can't publicly acknowledge someone that you're talking shit about, right? Someone's going to put the pieces together. But, you know, if you've got someone who lacks empathy, we get so focused on our own shit and our own perspective that we just cannot truly understand or care for anyone else's emotions, right? Or maybe you have that sense of entitlement. Entitlement drives me fucking crazy. How many motherfuckers are out there expecting other people to cater to their needs or desires without considering other people's needs or boundaries, right? The sense of entitlement is insane. And maybe you've been in situations where you are shifting blame on other people, or you make someone question their own reality just to protect your own shit or get your own way. And this is some hard truth, motherfucker, but I promise you've done it. I promise you've done it. And if you are constantly comparing yourself to other people, feeling superior or inferior based on this, that envy, that comparison is a fucking narcissistic red flag. Okay. So all of you out there that are afraid to step into your potential because you're comparing yourself, you are definitely narcissistic material because you got to get the fuck over yourself. And I promise there is no gender bias. Okay. Penis, vagina, those are the two genders. Y'all are guilty of this. Okay. It's easy to think of it as a man problem. They often get the worst reputation. They're most likely to exhibit the overt grandiose form, right? Like president-elect. They're definitely willing to put themselves out there. That's the stereotype of the arrogant, self-absorbed businessman, right? The alpha personality. We're just going to blanket this term and say that's a narcissist, but it's not. I mean, there is a level of... you have to be your own cheerleader. That's it. But I'm going to tell you, this is not just about that businessman. Okay. Women exhibit just as many, if not more, narcissistic tendencies than men. But what happens because of our manipulation is that it's in more covert ways. Like, guys are just like all about being grandiose, right? Look at me, look at me, look at me. Women are definitely the more manipulation or like emotional control. They're using this shit, their relationships for validation, right? And so it looks different. It looks different because number one, men still really don't understand the full scope of the female brain, right? So we can manipulate a little better and it makes it look like we're kind of innocent and we're pushing the blame over. That's not true. And I'm saying, bitches, get your shit together. It's not fair that we're letting our guys take the fall for this when we are the ones manipulating the situation, right? And I know you're doing this. You twist things around so that you're the victim, so you get your way and you get that validation of your relationship. You push things to the limit so that you can feel like, okay. Even if I push it to the limit, is it for me? It's going to be here. Like the manipulation, okay? The manipulation is toxic. So what do we do with the information, Brandon? Okay. Like you're thinking right now, fuck, she's called me out. She's called me out. What do we do with the information? First step is going to be that self-awareness. We all have narcissism in varying degrees. Okay. The key is not to pathologize ourselves, but to like recognize where we're allowing our ego or our insecurity to drive our actions. When we become more aware, that's where we move towards those healthier, more balanced behaviors, you know? And I want you to take the time to reflect, get a journal, right? Are there moments where you've been self-centered, where you've been manipulative or overly focused on getting your needs met, trying to manipulate and control a situation for yourself at the price of other people? Acknowledge those moments. That's the first step of growth, okay? And then we have to find the path to balance. Because like I said, ain't nobody doing a podcast that doesn't have a little bit of that narcissistic tendency. Okay. Absolutely not. And is it our ego? Yeah, of course. But you have to find some balance, right? Balance is the key. You have to embrace your worth and your confidence without crossing into entitlement or superiority. Are we clear on that? Okay. Entitlement or superiority. I don't know anybody that, you know, I have followed, especially, I mean, obviously, men dominate the business world. Men dominate the, you know, all the genres I'm in. It's absolutely dominated by men. I don't think any of them are entitled. I don't think they're superior. Do I think they have the narcissistic tendency? Absolutely. Because they're like, fuck yeah, look what I'm doing, bitch. Right. And when you get to a certain level, you should be able to say that. Right.
but there is no entitlement or superiority. So it's not a toxic narcissist. Okay. I want to make that very clear. There is a difference between toxic narcissism and healthy narcissism. Everybody has made this word like such a bad word, right? As my kid would say, it's the F word. Doesn't matter what you say, hell or shit, it's the F word. Okay. So people have made narcissism the F word. It's about validating yourself while learning to genuinely empathize with other people and make space for their needs. Okay. We have chosen this human experience. We came here for all the feelings, for all the things, right? We're in this journey together, and every fucking one of us have areas to grow. Now, my question is, the people that you're around, are these people that you want to grow with, or are they people you've outgrown? There's a difference, and it's okay to let people go. You're not entitled to be the same person ever, and you're not entitled to have to play the game. You know how many people have genuinely thought I was a toxic narcissist, and maybe in their story, absolutely, I'm the villain. But do I know who I am truly? Do I know my heart truly? Yes. Do I have to explain my side of the story? Fuck no. Will I? Absolutely not. I don't give a fuck. Believe what you hear. That's okay. People that are meant to see your truth are going to see it without you having to explain it, right? And part of the power and the passion of my growth is that I literally have that intention of every single day. Like, God, let's do this, right? How am I going to get closer to Jesus? How am I going to walk with Jesus? It's not about entitlement or superiority. It is about staying humble, meaning I know I have to work my ass off for this. I know I have to show up every day. It doesn't make me better. It just makes me the person who's willing to step into their potential to show someone else that it's possible. It doesn't mean it's a toxic narcissist. Okay. I don't need to explain my growth to anybody. And we all have areas to grow. So my question is, okay, are you ready to evolve? This isn't a gender chosen struggle. This is human condition. Once you acknowledge it, that's how we evolve. You become more mindful. You become empathetic. You become self-aware. In this growth, bitch, this is where we not only step into our true potential, but we have the potential to build better relationships and lead with authentic confidence. It's not hype, bitch. It's not hype. And you will, once you bring this into your awareness, you're going to be able to call out people that have the hype, and you're going to call out the people that are out there ready to serve. There's a big difference. And I pray for the discernment for you to see that. I love you, bitches. I'll see you tomorrow.